Beis Tefillah, Topic Halacha Shir, Parsha Shmini, Tovshin Ein Vav. Today we'll discuss drinking water. We know in Pesach, not yet to have chametz. Is there any issue drinking water, plain water? Maybe it has chametz inside. So we're going to see the issues, we're going to see it's a real issue. I suggest it's not kedai to leave in the middle. You might end up having to store hoard water for Pesach. May not help you, maybe the chametz is already inside. Kedai to stay to the end, and you have a seder. Okay, so first of all, we have to learn the principles. What are the principles of bittul? Obviously the issue is about is chametz in rivers, fishermen full bread, the kinneret, the bread in the kinneret. People fish and throw chametz inside. Does it make the water chametz thick? You think I'm crazy? Let's see if I'm crazy. Then we'll find the theorem. But first we have to understand the issue. So now we're learning, it's an introduction. What's the normal principle if you have an issa mixed with a heter? It's called taroides. You have an issa mixes into heter. What's the principle?
The issa is the lech. The heter is the mayim?
Yes. I'm just now giving principles now, before we get into the details. Whenever you have a mixture of milk falling into meat, if you have chaylev, forbidden fats, falling into the charant. Okay, what's the principle? When do we apply bittul beroif? Shulchan Aruch, Yeradeya, Simon Tzadik Ches, Sif Aleph. Isur shenisarev beheter, min beminoy. It's the same type. Kegoin, chaylev shenisarev bebosor. Fats that mix into meat, mesharinon b'shishin. If there's 60 times basar against the chaylev, it's permitted. It's not giving time, it's not giving taste. V'chenu b'min, that was min she'ina minoy. Now, chenu b'min b'minoy, mesharin b'shishin. So this is the famous concept. Whenever you have an issa mixing into heta, it is 60 times heta against the issa, is permitted to eat.
So 60 times more?
Yeah. So if you have a drop of milk falls into the chonant, if there's 60 drops of meat,
one drop of milk,
then the drop of milk becomes bottle because it can't give taste. That's by the regular Isurim. What's the din of chometz bepesach? If chometz falls into your soup on Pesach itself. Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Tov Mem Zayin Sif Aleph. Chometz bePesach Oiser Taruvasai. Bein beminoi, bein shrei beminoi, bemashehu, afilu bahano. If one piece of chometz falls into a heter on Pesach, and emphasizing on Pesach itself, there's no bittul. Even mashu will ask everything, and you have to burn the whole pot. You have a massive, you know, hotel. There's a massive pot.
The chalav and chalom, it's done with taste.
Yeah.
And
Pesach,
it's not a taste, it's actually eating.
It also gives taste. What about
but
taste?
You're not looking at taste.
Same thing with taste. Even I take the chometz out afterwards, it's given taste. It's not bottle. It's even by mashu. Even if it's only mashu, it doesn't become bottle.
But the issue is with chalav and basar is taste. Pesach, the iser is not taste, it's eating a crumb.
But also the taste of the crumb. Even if I take the crumb out, the taste of the crumb is also asa. Right? If I find the wheat, it's all the poison speak about. They would cook the chickens and then find a kernel of wheat inside the chicken. And so they would, you have to ask, it asks the chicken. Because there's no bittul. And you have to burn the whole mixture. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Midoraisa chometz is like other yisurim. Midoraisa, you don't have to be more strict on the chometz versus anything else. Why the Chazal make chometz v'pesach b'mashu? Two reasons. Because chometz has kares, and we're unaccustomed from keeping away from it. Since the whole year round we eat chometz, we don't have a built-in defense system. If it's treifus, the whole year round you don't eat treifus. So naturally, we won't reach out to eat treif. Mash'ein came by chometz, we're accustomed to eat it. So therefore we have to be super strict. Another reason given, yesh oimrim, shum tahavi dovo sheyesh lo matirin. Lachar Pesach. What does that mean? It's another concept called Dovah Sheyesh Matirin. If it will become mutter anyway, so don't rely on bittul. A beitza shenolda b'yomtov, and a hen that lays an egg on yomtov, the egg is mukta. If that egg gets mixed up with another 1,000 eggs, there's no bittul. We don't apply the principle of bittul. All those 1,000 eggs cannot be eaten. Why? Why not? Because the dovah sheyesh lo matirin. Since today to eat them on Yom Tov, you have to rely on bittul. If you wait till tomorrow, be post Yom Tov, there'll be mutter anyway. So why rely on bittul when you can wait till tomorrow and eat it beheta without relying on bittul? It's called dovah sheyesh lo matirin. Anything that will become mutter, so don't rely on bittul. Rather, wait till when it comes mutter and eat it then. Yes?
It's practically not really a variation of material because you have to take it apart. So you don't. It's never going to become mutter practically. In a technical sense, it can. It would be a completely permanent maybe. But if you have if there's a lot that you have to destroy the steak now because a drop of bread fell onto it, well, then it's not going to become mutter.
That would be true.
It's still a double shesh of a tear because chametz will become mutter in a few days. Unless maybe it happened on the last day of Pesach, which gets you out of camp.
You're right. If I would have to burn it right now, it wouldn't be dovah sheyesh lo matirin. But let's say you have an. If I wouldn't have to burn it.
I mean, it will become mutter. It's just that you have an overriding halakha that you also have to burn.
No, that wouldn't be called dovah sheyesh lo matirin. No, because it has to be open that I don't have to burn it. I can wait. If it's something I can wait. So I wait. Then you're right. I wouldn't have to burn it. If Betzem is bottled, just I don't rely on it, so I can wait. I wouldn't have to burn it. It's true. Okay, so we're still in the principles we discovered. On Pesach itself, there's no bittul. That's why in Pesach itself, with super machmir, in front of the Rav and say, I have some chometz fell into my soup, forget it. He's going to ask for the whole soup. There'll be no hetzer. Because chometz on Pesach, Asas b'mashu. What about Erev Pesach? If chometz falls into something on Erev Pesach, says the Shulchan Aruch, chometz shenis'arev mishei shoyz v'lamala, if chometz falls in on Erev Pesach, even after the sixth hour, and is ready in Isra Achila on chometz, you can't eat it, it's not yet Pesach night, and now chometz mixed in, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's Eino Yisera Mashu. The Dino Yikesha Yisurim. Then we still apply the regular rules, which are Shishim on Erev Pesach. The reason being, says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason why we're strict is because it has koris. On Erev Pesach, there's no koris to chometz, so we're not so strict. I dovash eshel matirin. Must be we don't hold the dovash eshel matirin. Now. On Erev Pesach, it became bottle. On Pesach itself is a choyzev and niyor. What I battled on Erev Pesach. When it comes to Pesach itself, do we say, oh, there's chometz here, we're going to make it awesome? No. It's eino choyzev and niyor. Once it became bottle, it stays bottle. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Tof Mem Zayin Siv Dalet. Says the Ramo in Tof Mem Zayin Siv Dalet. If bread falls into wine, even though you took the wine out, this wine will be asur b'Pesach, because we're choshesh, maybe there's some crumbs left inside, and on Pesach itself they'll be giving tam. If you sift the wine before Pesach, then you can make it. Again, if the bread fell into the wine erev Pesach, even if you took the bread out, we're afraid there's some crumbs left, and on Pesach itself, those crumbs will be giving taste, and won't become bottle. So therefore, it's also to drink on Pesach, unless you sift it erev Pesach. Okay. Now let's continue. Based on what we just learned.
Why would that be different than the first?
The crumbs left. It's true that now, but the crumbs left are going to give taste.
If chometz falls into something on Erev Pesach,
if there's only tam, that tam becomes bottle. If you have these mamashos, there's crumbs left, then. I'm concerned on Pesach itself, they'll be giving taste. A new taste coming out on Pesach itself. Now, the Bi'alocha in Tof Mem Zayin Siv Zayin Siv Gimel, and the Mishnah Berurah Tof Samach Zayin Siv Kosin Samach Zayin. What's the thing of bread that falls into a be'er, into a spring? Says in Shabura, Prusas Lechem, or Isa. You find inside the pond, the town pond, you find, or the spring, in the well, you find a slice of bread. Kosfu Achroinim Lesor. The whole world became Asa. Since they disintegrate and come nomes, so now we're discussing on Pesach itself. Therefore, the whole spring became osur. Says the Sharatim brings the grass, and even sinun, even we're going to now sift the water. It's too late because they already gave tam into the water. Okay? Because you had bread, it gave tam, and there's no bitter on Pesach. As is the mashru. The whole spring became asur. Mishnah Berurah, Tov Samach Zayin Siv Zayin. A person who wants to draw water from the Be'erei Shel Akum, from a Goisha well, who's not marked about the chometz. Nochoin, it's correct. She is sanin hamayim bebeged noki. Every time you draw water, it's correct. You should sift the water. What happened just now? Now he says it's correct to sift. Before he said it doesn't help to sift. in Sifkot in the Samar Beis, he said, even if you sift the water, it's too bad. Now he's saying it's a good idea to sift. What's the difference? Here it's a suffix. Yeah, you're just taking from a random well, maybe it's bread, maybe not. So then it's a good idea to sift. But if you know this bread, it doesn't help to sift. Right, in Mishabur, top mem zayin, Sifkot Lamed Vav, on Pesach, it doesn't help to sift. If you know there was chametz there, it doesn't help to sift. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, let's wrap up. What have we discovered? We've discovered that on Pesach itself, chametz asas b'mashu, there's no bittul. True, there was what's before Pesach, if it's taken out, there's bittul. But any chametz left, even from before Pesach into Pesach, asas the water. Now let me ask you a question. If someone will come and say, I guarantee you, within the 60 kilometer circumference of the Kinneret, there's definitely one kazayis of bread. He says, I'm willing to swear that within 60 kilometer circumference of the whole lake of the Kinneret, there's definitely one kazayis of bread somewhere. And even if there wasn't, there will be. There's going to be some fishermen throwing bread inside, Arabs, Nebuch, Yidden as well, who don't keep kosher. I've seen Chironim, I was once in a tiul here in Beit Shemesh, my kids. There were two Chironim with bread, with pitot. So, within the 7 days of Pesach, it's 100% sure that there'll be some bread somewhere in the Kinneret, either old bread from before Pesach or fresh bread on Pesach. Can we agree to that? Is that a fair assumption? Not wild. It's wild to say there's nothing there. Okay? So there's definitely bread somewhere. See, there's definitely bread somewhere. Then give me time. Because anything kovush mevushal, anything that's left for time gives over taste. And of course, normally speaking, non-kosher animal come in bottle, but on Pesach even a mashu. So therefore lechura, we've just seen that lechura all the water of the Kinneret should be aser, should be iser chometz. At Kan we presented the case. Any anukina for the theory? We saw Mishnah Berurah that bread in a well will answer the well. And if this vada bread is not going to help you to sift it, only by suffix. Okay? Shall we stop the share right now? Issa to drink water from the Kinneret. Sorry?
We'd be in hot water.
Hot water. Okay, everybody said. Let's look for the Heterim. We have three Heterim. These issues are addressed by Poiskim. Poiskim were challenged by serious questions. In the Sefer Shnois Chaim of Rab Shlomo Kluger, Simon Shin, he was asked a very difficult question. There's a certain Jewish area that they drink from the river. The river was their source of water. But a few parsois upstream in the river, there's a yash, there's a beer factory. And the beer factories owned by Goyim, they work on Pesach, and they pour the water, somewhere in the beer process it uses water, and they pour the chometz liquor water into the river. And so the Jewish town is asking, what should we do? We know for sure there's a beer factory. There's for sure chum has been poured into the river. And since on chum, on Pesach, it's asas v'mashu, the whole river becomes chometz. It's what we're going to drink. It's a serious question. There's no, you can't buy, they didn't have bottles of me'eden. You can't buy spring water. So what do they do? Mausim? Chuzat is 8 days. They can't stock up with 8 days of water. What do they do? Says the Pshema Kluger, the first heter we find. We saw, what's the reason we're machmir and chometz and Pesach more than other Yisurim? Other Yisurim is b'shishim. Why is it on Pesach we're so machmir? Because what?
Oh,
chorus. That's right. Wonderful. As Mordechai just said, because number one, chometz is a super issa, it's chorus. And second of all, that we're unaccustomed to keep away from it. So that's all true, says the Pshema Kluger, for Jewish chametz. Jewish chametz has kares. Your even body or body matzah, it needs to be destroyed, has kares. But on Geisha chametz, since the goy is allowed to possess the chametz, he doesn't have a kares. He doesn't have to keep away from it. Therefore, by Geisha chametz or Hefker chametz, the issa doesn't apply. Even though for a Jew to eat Geisha chametz there is kares, even that is true. And that's a Brahma in Tof Mem Gimel Aleph. For a Jew to eat Geisha chametz it is Asur Ma'atayra. But since for the owner, for the hefka, for the goy, you can't, there's no kares for him. Therefore, we don't ask on him. So therefore, what happens? To be regular bittul, a regular bittul. So by him, it comes bottle, and once it comes bottle, it's like bittul in erev Pesach. And once the bittul happens, there's no choizev in niyor.
Before it turns the river, is happening.
Oh,
or
yep, okay.
It means it has to be hefker. Even if it's owned by a Jew, it's hefker once it turns.
Uh-huh. So, but it wouldn't help for Pesach itself. A Jew can't be mafkir chometz on Pesach, only before Pesach. But generally speaking, if you find chometz,
throws something into a river.
No, you can't be mafkir things on Pesach itself, only before. It's also a kosher b'shusay. You can only do hefker before it becomes osa by chometz, because the Torah makes it into your rishus, into yours. That's called being destroyed, but as far as Hefka is concerned, you can't be mafka things on Pesach. But once we had a guest on Seder night, she tells me, I forgot to say Kol Chamira. It's no point saying it right now, it's too late. You only make things Hefka before the Issa kicks in. Once the Issa kicks in, you can't make a Hefka anymore, can't do Bittul. So this is Heta number one. It's also to be found in Shari Tshuva. Also brings this idea that only by a goy there's no din of chometz osav mashu. So when it's be'ein, you can't eat it, but it becomes, once again, bottle by the goy, it became bottle for everyone. But this is not accepted by everyone. There are many poskim who disagree, and the Prima Godin in Tof Mem Ches Tikkun Aleph says if a goy brings a tareves of mashu, there's no bittul by a goy. He treats the goy like the Jew. There's no difference if it's Geisha chometz or Jewish chometz. There's no bittul. So, but we have machlekes achronim about this point. Can we have a heter of Geisha chometz? Next, another heter. Another heter is, in the world of Dovah Shesha Matirin, we saw one of the reasons why we ask the Chometz and Pesach is Yeshla Matirin. Wait till after Pesach, it'll become Mutar. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Kuv Beis, if a person has a trefa spoon, a person had a milky spoon, he stirred his child with it. The spoon needs to be kashered. Now this spoon, he put it aside, his wife didn't realize, she mixed it with the rest of the spoons. You have now, you have your pile of spoons. One of them has been retraced. What do you do now? You can't, it's been mixed up, you can't recognize which spoon is the one, needs to be kashered. What do we do? Potter. Says the Shulchan Aruch, your potter, the reason being, because it's a tircha to do Hagolas Kelim, it's your potter. The Pisrei Tshuva brings a different heter. Yeah. The svarta, the chiddush is it's not Dovash Hashem material. You could have, since spoons, you had a brittle over here because it's mixed up with other spoons. It's Dovash Hashem material because you could kasher it to go as kelim. You don't have to rhyme brittle. This halach is brought in Hilchos Dovash Hashem material. It's in Yoredea Simon Kuf base, which is Hilchos Dovash Hashem material. The chiddush is of the Shulchan Aruch, that since it's a tircha, there's expenses involved, it's not called Dovash Hashem material. Because we learn from it, also in Dorim it's called Dovash Hashem material, it's a sugi there. But this is called a tircha, Dipatim. The Pesach Shuvah brings an Edibuto, which has a different heter. He says the following: when do we apply that Dovash Hashem material is no bittul? If it's something you buy food, you have an egg, Shnolda Biyontov, you can only eat it once. You could either eat it today or tomorrow. Say Chazal, if you eat it today, you have to lie in bittul. Wait till tomorrow, and eat it better. What's the big deal? So just wait. And then for Chomet as well. You have the Tarevus of Chomet on Pesach. Is it today? You have to rhyme bittul. Wait till after Pesach. Eat it better. You can only eat it once. Says the Noi Debiuda, when it comes to a kli, to using my spoon, spoons, you don't use once. Use it again and again. I use it today. Use it tomorrow. So what are you going to tell me? Don't use it today. Use it tomorrow. Mach patlacha. Excuse me. I want to use it today and tomorrow. You can't tell me that today's use is Yesha Matirim. Okay, I do it tomorrow. No, tomorrow I want to use it again. I want to use it twice, today and tomorrow. Today's use, I can't use again. It's part of the Medibuta. Buy food, eat it once. So wait till tomorrow, eat it. Buy things that have continuous use, today's use, you're asking me, how can I use it today? Tomorrow I use it anyway, I want to use it again. So therefore, based on his svara, there's a shut chelkas yoyev. He wants to say by river, it's a chiddush. He extends a bit further. True, if I take a cup of water, this water I could use tomorrow. Don't drink it today. It's hard to take a water. Drink it after Pesach. But since rivers, I drink today and tomorrow. It's a continuous, it's always applying me more and more. So if you're going to tell me you can't use the river during Pesach because it's Dovash Hashem Matirin, okay, you use it after Pesach, it's not true. Because after Pesach, I want to drink again. I want to use the river today and tomorrow and after Pesach. That's the kli. It's not a one-time use, it's a continuous use. So today's use, I'm losing. So therefore, since the Kinneret water is not a one-time use, we continuously draw from the Kinneret, so tell me, Dovash Hashem material wouldn't apply. Because I want to use the Kinneret today and tomorrow. And after Pesach. So don't tell me to wait till after Pesach. That was our second heter. Our last and final heter is to be found in the Shut Sefer Yeshua, Simon Hay. I saw this also in the Chut HaShani, Perek Zayin, a Chiddush. Says the Shul Sefer Yeshua. A Chiddush in Chometz Aser B'Mashu. Says, when is Chometz Aser B'Mashu? If the Chometz can have some effect, it's true, it's more than Shishim, but it has some effect. If you'll take all the Chometz you have and dump it into the river, you won't see the difference. The river will taste the same. It has to be, you have some effect. The Chut HaShoni brings the name of the Chazon Ish, that even Mashu has a share. There's a share to Mashu as well, and a piece of bread in the massive Kinneret is not even a Mashu. It cannot have effect on the Kinneret. It cannot affect the Kinneret. It can never affect. And therefore, Lo Shayach, you can't make an Issa. So Nissan Kareli brings a riot from the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Machalik is, what do you do if you find Chometz? But Buddha says, if you find Chometz, you have to burn it. The Chometz say, Mefarer v'zoyer ruach olayam. If you find Chometz on Pesach, it's enough to crumble it and scatter it away. The Gemara says, not only can you throw it into the sea, you can throw it into rivers as well. Says the Nisim, why would Chazal, if by throwing it into the river you make an whole river also, why would Chazal tell you to do such a thing? The sea, no one drinks from the sea, but the rivers, people drink from rivers. Why would Chazal tell us you can throw Chometz into the river, make the river also? It's mashma, it doesn't do anything because it's not even a mashu. So anyway, where are all these reasons given? That it's the Chometz in the Kinneret is Hefka or belongs to Goy. It's not so simple because you have make Chilonim. That's really a Sophic. Any Chometz that's there before Pesach is Hefka. If Arabs throw it in, it's Goy Chometz. If Chilonim, that would be a problem. That's one Heta. So on Goy Chometz, there's no din of Chometz Mashu. Second Heta, since I continuously use it, it's not called Dovah Sheshle Matirim. And the main heter, it's not even called a mashu. Now, the Matthias is, I saw in Piskei Teshuva, that the water gets sifted. Water doesn't get sifted anyway. So therefore, it's been sifted. There are people who, the minhag is, they put a piece of cloth on the taps to try and trap any piece of bread coming in. Okay, so that's what it's about. They're doing sinun. There's some towns that they organize it. They don't draw water from the Kinneret on Pesach. They take underground water. Doesn't have the problem. So the kitzah, the maisa, we're not. No one's going to ask water from the taps. There are those who mahadir to put a piece of cloth on the taps. Shamati, someone told me Rav Yoshev would collect his water from Erev Pesach. Kacha Shamati, I didn't hear it firsthand. So if we have a Pesach kosher sameach, just one. I'll finish with one last point. B'shuschem, the Ber Etev in Tov Mem Zayin Aleph brings a person who's careful about Chometz B'mashu Muftach in the name of the Kisvari's. Oh, spooky stuff, great. Kisvari Hanizar Mimashu Chometz B'Pesach. A person who's careful about Mashu Muftach Loi Shelo Yechte Kol HaShona. He's promised he won't sin the whole year round. A promise from Arizal. In Sefer Chut HaShoni, he brings that Rav Nissim Kredit's wife, Rabbi Akiva Eger's wife asked Rabbi Akiva Eger, how could it be that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, Ekra, I will read the light of the candle, Beroy Ate. He said, I'm going to read, I won't tilt the candle. And he tilted. How could that happen? He was definitely marked with the Chometz Mashu. But he had Chometz. And Akash Bochum, if he makes a tzaddikim. So he was Nizar on Chometz Mashu. So how could it be that he sins? If there's a haftocha, there's a promise you won't sin all year round, how could that be? In the Sefer Imre Pinchas, it's one of the Hasidim, I don't know who he is, but Pinchas Mikaritz, he was very machpid on this beritav. How can you tell me there's a promise you won't sin? Ein odom muftach michet. En davar kazeh, your promise from sin. And it's not what the Kesri Ari says. It's a misquote. Ari says, the Yoyel will help you. It's the out of the Ishmael. It's no promise. You get the out of the Ishmael, not a sin. And the Kaf HaChaim brings a Zoyar. Oh, Shmag, Zoyars. That's what we're doing today. The Zoyar says, a person who's makpid on Chometz Mashu, he becomes Kodesh. And his Neshama becomes Kodesh Kodoshim. And therefore the Yetzer is, and by the Yetzer Hara, it will say about him, called Zar Lo Yoichal Kodesh. Since you become Kodesh, called Zar, the Yetzer Lo Yoichal Kodesh, Vazar HaKorev Yumos. It's a big inyan against the Yetzirah. It's not a ftocha, but it's a very big inyan to be safe from the Yetzirah. Chometz is against the Yetzirah. She's zeiche, bezad Hashem, to be able to nizhar from Chometz Mashu. We'll do proper dikas Chometz this year and make everything clean. But even if it will happen, we should know, even if we will see someone throwing some bread into the Kinneret, we will still know that for sure, still permitted to drink the water. Those who mahada, ashrayim, but for sure meikar adin, not asi. Yes.
I don't understand why someone would filter their water. It's already filtered. So it's like second filtering. Either you're sewing on it or you're not. Like, why would my filter better than the one of the canaries?
I mean, it could be they put something more refined. The Pesukei Teshuva says it came into minhag. Minhag avisteinu. Like him. It could be in old Yerushalayim the water wasn't that clean. I personally am not expecting to see any chometz after Pesach. I don't even find any crumbs over there. I personally know, my wife puts it on. She does, because that's what it is in her parents' house. I don't need it. If it falls off, any bayah, I'm not worried about it. My wife, she puts it, it's part of the Pesach kitchen, she puts on these pieces of cloth on the taps. That's what they do by father's house. But I'm not worried about it. Shkoyo, thank you very much. Shabbos, good to see you today. Sorry? Yeah, absolutely.